Thursday night, or lechof aleph marcheshven. For halacha and chadish al vavus. If the person, if you're benching al akos, so the person benching, the person leading the benching, who's holding the kos, he is not allowed to talk, not supposed to talk, not allowed to talk, from when he takes the kos in preparation to start benching until after he drinks the kos. Meaning you can't talk even after you finish benching, ostensibly, you know, Ali Chasreinu, or Hashem Yivorech Esamul Vashalom, can't talk until after he drinks the kos. And really the Mesubim are also not supposed to talk in that time frame, from when he takes the kos until he drinks it. If people don't do it, that it's, they're really not supposed to. Even the mezamein certainly is not supposed to talk until after he drinks the kos. And he's supposed to wait for them. That's a Shar HaTzion happens to say that specifically, that because he's not saying Bershus, he's not saying Savri, but he is supposed to wait for them to finish benching before he drinks, meaning Yeruah Hashem Kedoshah, that paragraph, before he makes the bar prayer gofen and drinks. Okay, Chodesh Halvavos, we're learning Shayich Ramayis Perakei, he's talking about the Yetzer Hara and different aspects of it. He's in the middle of talking about how you can overcome him, because after all is said and done, he represents falsehood. Yim Chulshoso, and he brings down a pasuk in Koheles, Melech, Sova v'Sa'ir, and there was a Chacham in the ear, and Milat v'Sa'ir b'Chachmoso, and in Miske Nahu, no one remembers, no one gives credit. Yim Chulshoso, that from this Shlomo Melech's description of the Yetzer Hara, because that's the Marshal and the Nimshal, we see that Im Chulshoso, even though the Seichel is unfortunately many times weaker than the Yetzer Hara, Kvar Siper Mehiras Tashukas HaYetzer Olav Bihi Lachamol Bo, but the Yetzer Hara, so to speak, accepts being vanquished. It's not that hard to vanquish. It is hard, but it definitely can be done. That's what the Lord has been saying. Here he calls it easy to do. Before he talked about how hard it is to do, but he says, but ki ha'ma'atmana emes, that's the point. Ha'ma'atmana emes, I think the famous phrase, the Chodesh Havavah says it, ha'ma'atmana emes yinatzeach harbe min ha'sheker, kasher ha'ma'at min ha'or, doche harbe min ha'choshech. That's the system. It's not really reality, as we said yesterday. So when you have this mulchama v'lamod neged hayetzer b'hishtadlus v'charitzus ki kvar nesbaro lanu chulshoso me'amod of me'haseichel, because we showed, the Shlomo Melech describes his inherent weakness when confronted with rational thought. You just have to be more your rational thought, like it says in Pirkei Avos, you know, Hastakel b'shleisha dvarim v'yata b'li dey avera. This is me talking now, not the Chodesh Halvavos. Hastakel b'shleisha dvarim, or way hefsed mitzvah k'neged tzchara, tzchara avera k'neged hefseda. So when faced with rational thought, he really is quite weak. K'mo shomer akosov, a different passage, this one in Mishlei, shachu roim l'fnei tovim, which just means the wicked will be vanquished, will bow down, the good will be victorious over the wicked. And now he embarks upon all the different pituyim of the Yetzer Hara, and then he says how to combat that. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start this on Sunday night, believe it.